You know, Trudy Williams, my sister, she has not joined us in our interview. Trudy, on the phone is Bruce James and Adebambo Akani. He's a world championship blogger.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Adebambo. Good night.
Good evening to you both.
All right. Trudy, you want to ask a question?
Well,
I just asked Bruce about, you know, his responsibility, portfolio responsibility as the president, and, you know, ask him exactly what does that have to do with agencies and so on operating within the MVP. So it's sort of cleared that up now. So, Adebambo, you are the world championship blogger, as they say.
Yes, I am. I'm actually a management consultant by trade. But I am a very keen blogger. I've been blogging in the World Championships, and I've been making a documentary about Nigerian athletics called The Making of Champions.
Okay, so how is that going?
It's going very well. I've been on the project for the last 9 months. I was down in Kingston for Champs, made a few appearances there on television and radio. I'm bringing with me a Nigerian double Olympic medalist at the time, Enefiok Udo-Obong. So it's been quite a revealing journey, quite an exciting journey, and it's taken me right through to the World Championships, where I've been very keenly blogging. That's been gathering some attention, more attention for the sport in Nigeria. So that's been great.
Well, let me come in here and say, Bruce, congratulations to all the MVP athletes that performed so well at the World Champs. And, of course, congratulations to all of the athletes who performed at the World Champs on behalf of Jamaica. But, Adebambo, as it relates to blogging and especially on behalf of Nigeria, we've seen the African nations, they have been doing very well in the distance races. But we've seen some disaffection with some of the performances. We know that Kenya, for example, their delegation... Their association is not particularly happy about the performance of their athlete at this World Championships, but we've also been seeing the work on improvements in some areas. So, specifically, what have you been blogging about at the World Championship as it relates to Nigeria?
Yeah, so I've been blogging specifically about Nigeria's fortunes in the current World Championships. Now, my key athlete at the moment is Blessing Okagbare, and she came home with two medals, a silver in the long jump and a bronze in the 200 meters. And this is quite momentous for Nigeria because it's actually the first time since 1999, a documentary, that Nigeria has won any color of world championship medal. And she has single-handedly helped the country equal our best showing at the World Championships, which was a silver and a bronze from 1999. So athletes like herself and Muriel Okure, who won double silver in the 100 and 200 meters for Ivory Coast, for Cote d'Ivoire, are somehow harking back to the yesteryears of sprinting in Africa, in West Africa particularly. Nigeria had a great pedigree back in the 90s, but we've not had much to show for that in the last 10 to 15 years or so. So that's been a great thing for Nigeria, Blessing's performance, and just simply blogging about it has gotten a great response within Nigeria, from Nigerians all around the world, even including the sports minister in Nigeria dropped me an email just the past week congratulating me for my blogging and showing more focus onto the sport in Nigeria.
Well, do you think one last question. Do you think that Blessing's performance will improve the investment in Nigeria in track and field? Because we know that one of the reasons for their performance or their lack of performance is that the investment in the sport has not been great. And so, I mean, someone single-handedly sponsored her for her to get to this stage. So now that they've seen what can happen, that they will actually invest more in the sport over there.
Yeah, it's a possibility. And coming into these championships... quite a few of us were hoping that Blessing could win some medals and help re-galvanize the interest in the sport in Nigeria. I mean, it should be pointed out, though, that Blessing and Muriel Okure are both, in terms of sprinting, both products, I would say, of the American collegiate system. And one of the things I've been trying to shed light on through my documentary is that, you know, to create something sustainable within Nigeria, within Africa, when it comes to sprinting, that it has to be developed at home. There has to be a system in place that can allow these athletes to thrive within Africa, so that there is hope outside of getting a scholarship in America. And this really speaks towards what's happened in Jamaica over the last 10 or 15 years. And obviously, while I was out there, I was opportune to meet Mr. James, actually, and see all the great work that has happened with MVP leading the way for athletes within Jamaica.
All right, Bruce, are you still with us, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let me talk to us a little bit about Shelly-Ann Fraser Price. She really, really dominated the championship this year. I've never seen her this dominant before, particularly in the 200 meter when she just blew them away in the finals. She mentioned that she was dissatisfied. I wanted you to talk to us about that and your expectations going into the championships. And when she talked about that, the lack of respect for her, and so exactly what was she talking about?
Well, first of all, I don't know that our friends from Nigeria would appreciate you saying that you blew them away.
Especially since
it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, the figures are there. We saw it all over the world. So therefore, there's no great era there.
I have to say, though, that prior to the World Championships, Blessing Okabare actually did defeat Diane in the 100 meters. And Muriel Lahore did defeat her in the 200 meters.
Right.
Yes.
And so our sisters from Africa are very, very competent and skilled athletes. That's one. Two, I think it's important to find out, again, from our friends from Nigeria, whether they think that Blessing entering 4 events at these World Championships was the right thing to do. I think many people want to know that, because her long jump may have very well affected her 100 meters.
It does seem that way.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. It does seem that way. I think there were a lot of rumblings in Nigeria about why she was entered into 4 events. My view was that the real problem was the long jump final being the day before the 100 meters. And ultimately, it did seem that did take a lot out of her for the 100 meters. But, you know, with the form that she's been in and the talent that she has, I do see her possibly for 3 events at major championships. One thing she will have to do to actually achieve that is to maybe even ask for the schedule to be moved in her favor. If that's not going to happen, then I do agree that she has to probably forgo one of those events to make sure she has the best chance in the others. Entering 4 events, I mean, I think that's probably what can make that possible. A better schedule, and then maybe if Nigeria makes a 4x100 final, which didn't happen, then she runs maybe the ankle leg or something.
Right, and that's why I said 4 events, because she was waiting for them to get to the finals.
Exactly.
And forgive me, Trudy, but as a fan of track and field, I think that Blessing had a big challenge, and I actually met with her in London at the London Diamond League this, 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
And I spoke to her about it, and she said, "Boy, it's tough. I'm the second fastest woman at the 100 meters, practically the best long jumper in the world, depending on what happens with Brittany Reese, who is hot or cold."
Yeah.
And at the time, she, I think, had the third fastest 200 meter time, or third fastest, or fourth fastest in the world. It's really tough to give any of those up, you know, when you're in the top 3 in the world in each of your events. It's almost a situation, I believe, where she was probably too talented. You know, most people are happy when, if I'm only good at the 800 meters, so I don't have to worry about what I'm going to do when I get there.